That's because boys are better than girls. You heard it here first. Girls suck. Boys rule. Girls drool. Tip big.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
This is our last episode. We're going to be sued.
What kind of lawsuits?
Who's going to sue us?
Fresno?
Fresno and girls.
Girls, Fresno, and Vladivostok.
'Cocktail fans, welcome to the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. Episode 65, I believe. We're now...
Now we're a senior citizen.
Yeah. Yes, we are. Applying for our retirement pensions.
Right. If you thought you downloaded Joe Rogan, well, the joke's on you.
Wait, don't go!
No. He'll be later. Later. He's running late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's got like 3 million subscribers or something.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Sorry, Joe. I don't get it.
I haven't listened to it. People keep telling me I should listen to it. Has he been doing it for a long time?
Yeah, he's been doing it for a while.
As long as us?
Maybe even longer.
Does he have corporate sponsors?
He might.
He might
have everything.
He might.
Wow. He's got a fully loaded podcast.
Wow. I've seen a picture of him with like a headset on.
Yeah.
We don't even have a headset.
No, we don't have that. We don't have a screen over our microphone.
Oh, we could be spitting and popping all over everything.
Yeah.
This is strictly amateur hour.
Sorry about that. If you're getting any
it's something to aspire to.
You know what we should have called this?
What?
Amateur hour.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that'll really draw him in, won't it? Nothing like amateur to really pull in the audience.
You know, the Olympics used to do just fine with amateurs.
But they never said the amateur Olympics.
That's right.
It's all the marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they sort of changed it anyway. But back in the day.
Oh, I didn't have any potato chips yet.
What was that famous story? It's not famous, but there was somebody was on vacation, right? Like a woman. This is the golf story, the Olympic golf story. A woman's on vacation in Paris. I think it was a Paris Olympics in the 20s or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the Olympics were on, and she was just like, oh, I should enter.
Mm-hmm.
And so she did. She won like bronze or silver or gold or something for the American golf team. Wow. I mean, that's how amateurish it was.
Well, she might have been good.
I don't think she was...
She's okay.
She was good that day.
Yeah.
I bet if she played today, she wouldn't be any good.
Oh, no. She's 95.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Eyesight. She couldn't even pass out
her first
hole.
Strength shot.
No, if you were to give her a wood, she would not.
Or a niblick.
Yeah. Pig iron?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You're not a golfer.
I'm not a very good one.
No.
In fact, I won an award several years in a row.
Oh.
Playing golf.
For worst golfer?
For worst golfer.
Most honest golfer?
They called it the most honest golfer.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know they had such a prize. And I won it 2 years in a row, trying my hardest.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, the third year, somebody deliberately did worse than me just so they could win it. And they came up to me, when I was finishing, again, trying my best. Mm-hmm. They said, what'd you get? And I said, I don't know, 180, 185.
Mm-hmm.
And they went, yes! Ha-ha! Jeff here is 190 or something like that. But I was really trying my best. I was a regular 7, 8, or 9 on a hole. Oh. It was a... But I could have thrown the ball. Mm-hmm. It was a pitch and putt. It was a little par 3 course.
it's not a... I'm going to say enjoyable sport. It's only fun if you're with other people and you don't care about the golf.
That's right. And it's fun if you win an award.
Let's go in the way of the dinosaurs. So don't
really? Get it.
Yeah, no, the millennials, they don't give a shit about golf.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going down the drain. Sorry, golfers.
No, esports. E-golf.
E-golf.
Right, e-golf will take off.
Everything, just virtual everything. Mm-hmm. Just virtual sports, virtual.
Yeah. Yep. But, jobs in the future, moving people around with wheelbarrows.
Hover wheelbarrows?
Hover wheelbarrows with any luck.
Or the new scientist not interested in developing hover technology.
Who cares?
But I bet they couldn't improve on the cocktails we're going to make.
Actually, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a nice segue.
Yeah.
But I actually fear for the future of cocktails already as well.
No,
why would you do them?
They're a bit of work. You know?
They're tasty.
Yes, but if you were a millennial and you were already enjoying your Five Alive, why would you bother?
I guess.
Why would you bother doing what I did today?
Never.
When I went out and I bought a bottle of English Harbor rum.
Mm. Oh, God bless you. That's
I noticed
fine...
both our drinks require English Harbor rum.
Yes, this drink was loaned to the gentleman of Elegant Leisure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't that nice?
By a gentlewoman of Elegant Leisure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A co-worker of mine.
Oh, yes.
Named Holly.
Oh, hey, Holly.
Ka-ching!
Oh, that's right. Because I believe, is Holly sponsoring this episode?
That's right. This episode is sponsored by Holly.
Oh, well,
and the many fine products of General Foods.
Good.
Where are my goggles?
There we are.
This is an interesting little book. This is, I thought, would be kind of fun to use. She said, are you going to use the book? And I said, yeah, we'll use the book. It's called The Cool Caribbean, or The Cool Caribbean.
Yeah.
Cocktail book. And it's written by a woman named, what would you guess that is?
Gilly Gobinet?
It might be Gilly Gobinet.
Jilly.
It might be Jilly.
Oh. No, it could be like Jillian is short for English spelling.
Yeah. Oh, missed.
I think maybe we should say that it's Jilly Gobinet.
All right, let's say Jilly.
Okay. And she is an artist in Antigua, which I think is how you say it. I've never been there.
Mm.
And she compiled this, and these are her paintings that are in the book. And they're very nice paintings. I'm sure that if you were to go to Antigua and go to her studio, which she has, I looked it up online today. Maybe I'll put a link into the website or into our blog post.
Yeah.
You can go there. But she's featured these recipes from all of these places in and around, I don't know the Caribbean. Is St. Kitts a city or is St. Kitts an island?
It's an island.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sure. Here's Grenada. Or Grenada.
Hello, Mata.
Grenada, right?
It's Grenada.
Yeah. Remember when the Americans invaded Grenada?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now it's a tropical paradise.
Mm.
What did it used to be? Did they have...
I think it was a tropical paradise before.
But it was a Marxist tropical paradise. That was the difference until the Americans came in. Can't be tolerated. Yeah.
Was it really? Was it Marxists that were in there?
I think it was... Yeah, I don't think it was something like that. Wasn't it? I don't know.
I just think because another girl that I work with who's not sponsoring the show, so we're not going to say her name.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Grenada on a glasses mission where you give free glasses to the poor and destitute of Grenada, probably shortly after the American invasion. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they've turned everything around in Antigua. Oh, no, Antigua was fine the whole time. Mm. And this is these two drinks are going to be coming from the Sandals Resort.
Oh.
Which is a couples-only resort.
Oh, yes, I've heard.
And so if you ever want to go, go there. And there's a bartender there by the name of Gavin Weeks.
Hmm.
And how is Gavin?
He seems to be okay. I looked him up, and he has an Instagram account.
Is he? Oh. Yeah. Well, maybe we should follow him.
Maybe we should.
Let him know that we're giving him his drink.
We'll give him a shout-out when we put these pictures up.
The only thing that's a little troubling is he has not posted anything on it since May.
Oh.
And it is now November, for those of you keeping score in real time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gavin, I hope you're okay.
Yeah, because Gavin, we are bringing...
Maybe he's going on vacation.
Maybe. He showed pictures of himself on vacation.
Where does he go?
Someplace cold and wet. He comes here to Vancouver.
Yeah, he's here every monsoon season.
Mm-hmm. But these colorful contributions, says Jilly, are from Gavin Weeks, the barman at the Couples Only Sandals Resort on lovely Dickinson Bay. We're going to be doing Gavin's Rose Pink Special.
Mm,
and we're also going to be doing something called Blue Ice.
Wow.
Blue Ice.
And I thought, if there was any theme attached to it, it's gender announcement party.
I was going to go with Cocktails of the Caribbean, but, you know, whatever.
Cocktails of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
That's catchy.
Damn it, that just might work.
Rather than gender announcement party. But
I just like the idea of announcing the gender of your baby with a good...
good cocktail?
A good cocktail.
Because you're going to need it. You're going to need lots more after it's born.
Because a lot of your new mothers nowadays, they don't drink or smoke when the baby's in the womb.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Well, that sounds awfully healthy of them, isn't
I know.
It?
But all they're
is
doing
this is new?
They're bringing dullards into the world. Back when people drank and smoked, they created people like us.
Oh, yeah. No, geniuses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When babies were smoking.
That's right. We were just already bitching about millennials. You know how they made millennials?
No.
Not drinking or smoking during pregnancy. It's time to bring back just a whiff of smoke and a hint of
alcohol.
Give
them a little something alcohol. To struggle against. A little, you know.
Yeah.
Make them fight a little bit harder.
Yeah. More salmon references. Anyway, both these drinks called for 5-year-old English Harbor rum.
So is that what you have?
Yeah. Which we can actually, for some oddball reason, get this in our local market.
You can just get it.
Yeah. Wow.
Weird.
It was even on sale.
Wow, that is even. And that's in Canada, that's quite a rarity.
Yes, yeah, especially at the government liquor store.
Yeah, like an Antiguan rum.
An Antiguan rum. Hmm. A dollar off right now.
Really?
Really?
Till the end of the year, I think. So if you want to recreate this drink.
Have you ever had that rum before?
I don't know if I have knowingly had it, except when I drank it this afternoon at work. And then people said, you have to have gum afterwards. And I said, what? Nobody cares.
Who's I going to report you to?
Nobody cares.
That guy smelled like rum because I had a...
Your boss is part of the whiskey society.
No, he wasn't there today.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he probably wouldn't want me drinking.
No, most bosses don't. But, you know, you're just testing it.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's my other job.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's my passion. Would you like to taste it straight so you know what we're getting ourselves into?
Yeah. Sure. Is it brown sugary caramely?
This rum, to me, from the little bit I had at work before I was shut down, struck me hard.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. You're really a mind of its own, doesn't it? It starts fighting you.
Antigua doesn't mess with the...
No.
Oh,
I like the sound already.
See, yeah. It's worth the money.
Exactly.
I don't even know what you spent.
Has a cork.
Yep.
It's not very much. It's more than your cheap rum, but not as much as your expensive rum. In the early 30s.
Oh, okay.
Much like us.
Yeah.
A few years ago.
A lot of money. Yeah.
But this, I thought, sort of smelled and tasted like what I thought rum was supposed to smell and taste like. Remember when we tried the other rums and it was doesn't taste like much of anything, or it smells like something but doesn't taste like much?
Yeah, this is the whole thing?
Yeah, this I thought had a little bit of the burn.
So I was reading this a little bit, and these guys have only been making this stuff since the 30s.
Oh, really?
Despite the appearance of their label, it looks like they're old-time pirates.
Yes. So it smells like rum, right? Like if you were to get like, this is rum ball kind of rum.
This is
a festive Christmas rum.
Yeah, it's rummy.
Yeah. Smells like rum. Mm-hmm. Now if you put it in your mouth, but don't swallow it. Roll it around, right? It's a little bit rough.
I didn't do that either.
No, you just, and Dave knocked his back like.
No, yeah.
Holy cow.
Like an Irish writer. But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of heat from it.
Yes.
A little bit of a burn, but not an unpleasant burn, I don't think. Unless I've just ruined myself.
Well. We've all been talking.
Oh, okay. It has to do with my hair, doesn't it? I'm getting it cut.
Okay, good.
So anyway, that's the rum.
Yeah. Well, let's see how it works in the cocktail.
It's aged 5 years and matured in small oaken barrels. Oaken, not broken.
Yeah.
They started out in small broken barrels, and they didn't make any money.
No, of course not.
Hardly any rum left at the end of it.
Yeah, the angel's share
was the lion's share.
So you say they've only been around, and it's done in copper stills. I don't know if that's anything special or if that's what everybody does.
That's it. I think the smaller places do it in copper stills, but I think the big, you know, your big corporate rum factories probably can't be bothered.
It says here Antiguan rums have been produced on the island for close to 350 years.
Yeah.
Back when it was heyday.
Pirate territory.
Originating from a byproduct of sugar, these light-bodied spirits were created to satisfy a rather demanding clientele of skilled artisans, aristocrats, and officers in the Royal Navy.
Sure, that's what they say.
No doubt the discerning taste of Admirals Rodney, Cochrane, Hood, and Nelson only served to perfect the blending of Antigua's fine rums. Today, the legacy of making superb rums has been passed down from generation to generation, resulting in genuine production and aging. The natural evolution of rum, distilled in copper stills and matured by time in small oaken barrels, cannot be surpassed for taste.
No, can't.
This distinctive mellow flavor is revered by true connoisseurs of authentic rum. Hence, try English. Yes. Hence, try English Harbor 5-year-old rum. Dot, 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 dot.
Yeah.
Tradition at its best. And then it has a guy recycling it, and they say that pregnant people shouldn't have it. But I'm suggesting you just have a little.
Just a little bit. Yeah. No, it's fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Not all the way through the pregnancy either. I'm just saying don't go cold turkey. That's going to shock the system, and your baby's going to come out as a lazy, useless turd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I should have put the editorial light on.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, so I went out and got that, and I forget there was a story that went with that, but there isn't a story there anymore. It all went away.
Because you know what made it go away? The English Harbor rum.
You might be right.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Here, I'm going to give you a little bit of background here. So in 1932, a group of Portuguese rum shop owners joined together to create Antigua Distillery Limited, initially producing rum under the Cavalier label. In 1993, the English Harbor brand was created.
Hmm.
With the launch of the 5-year-old in 2001, aged rums became their focus.
So it started by Portuguese.
Yeah.
And yet they called it English Harbor rum.
Right.
Well, I think the English called it the English Harbor. You know, they like to name things after themselves.
Yeah, there's themselves.
Victoria, British Columbia.
Among others. George.
Yes.
Right. Skookum Chuck Narrows.
Yeah, Skookum Chuck Narrows.
Named after old Horatio Skookum Chuck. The Queen's corgi wrangler.
Yeah.
Antigua, though, not a British name.
No. Spanish?
Maybe Spanish?
Or Portuguese?
Portuguese?
Ooh.
Dirty knees?
No.
Look at these. Anyway, I'm thrilled to have an Antiguan bartender create Antiguan drinks put into a book by a British woman who moved to Antigua in 1984 and specifically called for a rum, which we got here.
You wrapped it up into a nice little parcel.
Yes. And for your gender release party, you can either do Gavin's Rose Pink Special or Blue Ice.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to depend on exactly how pink or blue these things come out. Because as you can see, English Harbor rum is brown.
It's brown, so it does not bode well.
Triple Sec is going to be in one of them. It's clear. Mm-hmm. Galliano is going to be in one. It's yellow.
Yeah.
It goes in with the blue. That's going to make green.
Yeah.
I think you better give up on the whole gender announcement party.
Or just rearrange all the genders.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, now that gender is more fluid, why does it have to be pink or red?
Yeah, it can be green.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go.
Take that.
I will.
Society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pink and blue is out. Green is in. Gender fluid. In fact, we're not even making cocktails tonight. We're making gender fluids.
I don't think so.
I think that's another podcast.
That's what the millennials
I know that sounded good in your head.
Oh, it sounded... Say it out loud. Gender fluids. Would you like a big mug of gender fluids?
I think...
Yeah. No, we don't write this stuff.
No. It's
you just make it up on the spot. It's never written down.
Like everything else.
Would you like to do the pink one first or the blue one first?
Let's do... You know what? I think because by the time you do the second one, you'll have had the first one. It only makes sense.
Mr. Linear, as two
follows one. I think you should do the hard one first. The one with the more ingredients first.
Okay. Then it's going to be Gavin's Rose Pink Special, as made by Gavin Weeks at the Sandals Resort, couples only, in Antigua.
And now made by you.
And now made by me, and now made by you, the home listener.
Yeah, the home listener. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for joining us. May all your genders be fluid.
and all your fluids...
be generous. So this color, this is a big drink. Like, if you were having this drink, if you went up to Gavin Weeks and you were a gentleman of elegant leisure, you would reach into your pocket for your last shekel and you'd tip
it. Oh, not yet.
No. What would you do?
You'd
say, get a bigger glass, Gavin.
Yeah, because this has 2 ounces. Actually, in the book, it's done by measures. And so I chose a measure to be an ounce.
Good call.
Because I wanted to see how much volume that was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of volume. Because it's going to be 2 ounces of the 5-year-old English Harbor rum, 1.5 ounces of amaretto. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, we're in Mai Tai territory.
Yeah.
1 ounce of triple sec. Oh, yeah, this is Mai Taiville. 2 ounces of pineapple juice. Ooh, God, no.
Now it's the Maui Mai Tai.
That's a Mai Tai in Maui. A dash of grenadine. Uh-oh. Yeah, no, we're slipping down the rabbit hole. And a quarter ounce of lime juice.
Yeah, but we're using real grenadine.
Oh, we are using
it. It's not like we're using roses. Sorry, people at Roses, but...
Yeah, no, we're using Viking grenadine syrup.
Now, the last two grenadines I bought, because I bought one and I thought, I'm going to buy another one immediately after. But they're all very thin. I think I mentioned that before. They're not a syrup.
Are you saying I'm fat? Is this your way of coming back on me? Sorry, go on. Yeah, no, they are thin. Yeah. This is thick. This is a syrup. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is grenadine syrup. What's it even says deal? So on the label.
Yeah. So maybe I should have been looking for... I should take my stuff back.
You get this.
Yes.
And I told you where.
You did at the...
Save-On Foods International Store. On 152nd and Fraser Highway.
Maybe tomorrow.
You might know it as the old Yale Wagon Road. Are you taping or what are you doing?
No, I'm just holding this. Getting ready to shoot.
He's on standby.
Goddamn cocktail.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
There's a lot of backstory.
There's a lot of backstory. Lot I'm going to put it in first. And then I'm going to add ice.
Clever.
Oh, what I was going to say, though, this is... that's a lot of liquid. That's 2, 4, 6.5, almost 7 ounces of just liquid in the one drink.
Wow.
So we're going to split it up between the 8 of us here.
You're going to... I didn't know we were sharing with the studio audience this time.
Oh, well, at the studio, you know, if you sponsor the show, you're welcome to come in and sit here with us. Where are my glasses?
Holly?
Ka-ching! That's right. So look at that. Plus, I didn't want to use all of my rum up on one show.
Oh, I got it.
Just because it cost only 30 some odd dollars doesn't mean that I've got access to that much money. 1.5 ounces of amaretto, and we're using Fred's gigantic bottle of Di Serono Originale.
Let's see it, would you?
It's a great big bottle.
It's huge.
And... It hasn't been open for a while, so it's crusted up like all good liqueurs. 1.5 ounces of this stuff. God, see, that's a lot, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
I hope. So far, we are very, very brownish orange. So, your baby is Donald Trump, I'm afraid. 1 ounce of triple sec. Now, Dave has a little bottle of triple sec. That he is kindly not open for a while either. 1 ounce of this. Oh my gosh. Now imagine that these Sandals resorts, there's probably a lot of drunk people wandering around them based on the proportions of this drink.
Well,
Gavin's got a lot to answer for.
They haven't got a lot of other things to do, to be fair.
I've never been to a... resort? What are you talking about?
Resort. It's really just drinking and swimming.
An all-inclusive?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to an all-inclusive resort?
No, I can't afford to include all. Oh. I can only include some.
I've been to an all-inclusive.
Yes? Where did you go in an all-inclusive?
Belize.
Belize, really?
Excuse me.
And would you recommend an all-inclusive? Did you wander around drunk all day?
I think in the end, it's a better deal. Because you can drink as... much as you want. Yeah, you know. That's the way I look at it. From a drinker's point of view.
You would. Yeah. I would too.
Yeah. But of course, it's a lot more money. But, you know, you don't...
But then it's a fixed number.
Fixed number. So once you get over the shock of pain, you can enjoy it.
I'm going to put in a dash of grenadine. Does that look like a dash?
It did.
Oh, it's dash-like.
Dash-like? And 1/4 ounce of lime juice.
Oh.
That's going to give it a certain acidity.
Oh, I get it. I put other stuff I got to do.
Oh, you should be garnishing.
Oh.
Still. Poor man's rim shot. when I bought this lime, I sought out the heaviest lime I could find.
Did you now?
I did.
You sought it out?
I did. I've heard that the heavier the lime or lemon, the more juice there is in it.
Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
I believe that to be true. And so that's what I searched for. However, if you're buying a green pepper or a red pepper, go for the lightest. Because sometimes that core will actually be heavy.
No, sure.
Yeah. You'll be ripped off. You're going to be paying for seeds that you don't want.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information in this episode.
Oh, no. This as we come here to our final episode.
What?
Huh?
I cannot stress enough.
How little you want to sit in that chair.
Yeah, no, it's you don't see a lot of bartenders sitting down.
No, of course not. They're on their feet all day.
Yeah.
That's why you have to tip big, because, you know,
and that's
they're
it.
Tired.
All right, let's throw a handful of stuff in here. And we are going to shake this. This
sucker
is Gavin's
up.
Rose Pink Special. And who knows, maybe this is going to be pink enough.
Maybe it will.
Pink enough for the life, for the likes of you people.
Mm. There you go. Shaky Dedrick.
What did you call me?
Shaky Dedrick.
Oh, you called me Leaky Dedrick.
No.
Because
no,
I could feel something on my hand.
That's because you're Leaky Dedrick.
That's right. And I realized that as I wet my pants.
Oh.
Da dun 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 dun. All right.
I should have got a spoon.
So you shake it up, and then you strain it into a separate glass that you've put ice into. That would be nicer than using the used ice in here, although we might end up having to use that as well. It's, smells like you know what? I might have, this is going to be a good thing.
All right.
It's my feeling.
Look at that. It is pinkish.
It is very pinkish. And let's see if I have measured correctly. Does that look pretty even?
Okay.
It would be lovely to be able to fill up a glass, which is what this would normally do. This would fill up a glass. And you wouldn't see this. As we've said before, we're not professional bartenders.
No.
And that's why it's taken Fred a little bit over 3/4 of an hour
to put the garnishes in.
Use your hands.
To fit the chair on, not the maraschino cherry. It's all sticky.
And, all right.
Anyway, here we go.
Look at this.
Yeah. Ta-da!
It's a girl.
I think you're right.
It smells good.
Yes.
It smells nice.
It looks good. It smells good. Now, you got to imagine that you're ridiculously drunk. You're knee-deep in the pool. Now, this is probably one of them swim-up bars where people all pee in the pool next to the swim-up bar. Have you ever heard of that happening at these all-inclusives?
No.
People just sit in the bar all day, and then people start speculating that people are just urinating in the pool.
That doesn't sound like a good thing.
No, it doesn't. I'm not saying that happens at Sandals. Because I'm hoping to turn this into a free stay.
Yeah, I hope so.
On Dickinson Bay.
So, here we go.
Here we go to Gavin Weeks.
Gavin Weeks.
You see, you serve that, your baby's going to come out all right. It'll be breech. Mm. I'm not going to say your baby will not be breech.
Oh, sure.
But they have ways around that.
Well, you certainly detect the grenadine.
Yeah, the grenadine, I think, just gives it the pinkishness that it needs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you could maybe say that it was brown-ish because of what I was saying that this was in here. But it's certainly, if I had to say to you, one of these drinks is blue and one of them is pink, you would say this was pink.
I would say it's pink. It's, unlike some of our cocktails, this is a little on the sweet side.
This is a little on the sweet side.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say it was too sweet.
No.
Because it took so long for you to do the garnish.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I see a little French joke there.
A little French joke thrown in there, for our vast French listening audience.
That's right. They're laughing.
They're yucking it up.
Mm-hmm.
They love seeing you get ribbed. Good nature ribbing.
Yeah, the French love that.
Yes. You're ribbed for their pleasure.
Wow.
Wow, you really go the whole gamut of filth.
That booze really sets you off.
Well, it's the English Harbor rum.
Mm-hmm.
And, I tell you, this is how I speak at most gender announcement parties.
No, this is good. I like the mix. It's a good combination.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I would say it's sweeter than your average cocktail, but I think this would be... this drink seems to me perfectly for what I think an all-inclusive would be.
Oh, exactly.
If somebody... Yeah. If you pulled off out of the... whatever godforsaken ride you've had from the airport to get to your all-inclusive, checked into your room and you went down and a fine person gave you one of these, you'd say, I understand.
Especially now I'm in the tropics.
I'm in the tropics.
Yeah.
Yep. Or the subtropics, mm-hmm. as we love to point out, because we're such dinks.
But no, you get the amaretto on the nose, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it's got a... It's a unique flavor.
I think everything is kind of bumped up in it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just a hint of amaretto. It tastes like almond.
Yep.
The grenadine, if you can taste pomegranate in there, tastes like pomegranate.
Yeah.
You can probably taste rum.
I think I can taste rum.
The lime doesn't come through very much at all. If only it's there, because it would be even sweeter otherwise.
Yeah. If I was going to take this recipe and make it my own, I would add a little more. I'd up the lime a little bit.
Yes, it says a quarter measure. Mm-hmm. As I said, I turned the measure into ounces. Right. So it's a quarter ounce lime juice. I would suggest a half ounce lime juice. But who am I? I don't look like I'm not Gavin Weeks. Well, I haven't worked at Sandals Resort for 25 years.
Well, he's probably got his own lime orchard, and he's probably picking fresh Antiguan limes.
That's true, and they could be as big as ostrich eggs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and pack a punch.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think if you're using some measly, exported lime, you might want to go with
the
half.
The kind of lime that you would find in Vancouver in the last week of November?
Yeah, just before Christmas. Yeah, those limes need all the help they can get.
Yeah, well, it's funny, because that little lime, this is the lime I bought today, mm-hmm. and it's about as big as your average lemon at this time of year.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah, no,
it's gone.
Well, no, there's a little bit left.
I'm going to have my garnish, though.
Oh, yes, by all means, thank you for bringing garnish. Because I felt bad, since we were doing a bartender who was possibly available to actually see this drink made,
mm-hmm.
and then say, yeah, we did it, but we didn't put your garnish in.
Yeah.
I thought that would have been kind of crummy. However, I was prepared to do it, and I'm glad you brought pineapple and cherries. Did you give it to other people in the house to sample?
I did, but... It's got sort of the almond right kind of tinge to it.
Some people don't like almonds.
Mm.
She's a little allergic to almonds, and then probably she'd be okay with this. She did try it. She did like it. So that's my wife I'm referring to.
That's right.
Listening audience.
She likes it more than anaphylactic shock.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
Well, no,
I like it more than anaphylactic. And I've been in anaphylactic shock.
You, yeah, that was your band back in the 80s.
Yeah, and my heavy metal group.
You were the drummer in anaphylactic shock.
Yeah. Yeah, check out our albums on iTunes.
Oh, I thought you were taking a picture. You're just looking at the bottle.
I'm just looking at stuff. Yeah, I'm just shopping.
Wow.
I'm not buying. I'm just window shopping.
That's yours. You get to take that home.
Oh, do I?
Yeah. And if you sponsor an episode of this,
you
get to take home the knowledge that you've done three itinerant farm workers a good deed.
Yeah. You could send us to Sandals Resort.
Yes.
If you sponsored all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course.
Let me think. Nope, that wouldn't do it. But
would that be neat, though, to know that you sent three goofballs to a Sandals Resort? Now, it's a couples-only resort, so one of us has to go in a duffel bag, and the other one has to pretend to be a couple.
I see a pilot.
Oh, yeah, hijinks ensue.
Yeah. So, now what?
Now we come up with a title for what the pilot is.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Something that either involves sandals in it, or a pun on sandals. Too hot to sandal, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I see it's not easy, isn't it?
Yeah. Some like it sandals.
No? This is just the spitballing. This is blue sky. Yeah. Exactly. This is the writer's room.
Yeah.
What about Rose? Right.
Exactly. Rose is good. Moving on.
So now remember, if this was a gender fluid party,
mm-hmm. gender fluid party,
yeah,
okay,
and you were also announcing the name of your sex of your baby,
mm-hmm.
which I think they only do it for that. They should do it for other things.
Do what for?
Huh?
Parties?
So, the sex announcement parties for just stuff. Say, I want you to all meet my girlfriend and or boyfriend. You're not going to know who it is until I release the hounds,
right.
Pink hounds or blue hounds. Yeah, I'm full of ideas.
Yeah. No, I like that. It never stops.
Sorry, it does not. Except when I go into uncontrollable sobbing. Mm. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I want that's everybody that's listening to go to Sandals on Dickinson Bay in Antigua and go up to our good friend whom we've never met.
Gavin.
Gavin Weeks. Mm-hmm. W-E-E-K-E-S.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Oh yeah. Hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Well done.
Oh yeah. I'm stalling because I have to. Oh, actually, you got a cocktail shaker.
Maybe I do have a cocktail shaker.
I'm going to use your cocktail shaker.
The second cocktail shaker.
Oh my God.
You don't have to stall.
No, we're moving on. Blue ice.
Do we need to get blue ice?
Oh, I asked Dave to make blue ice. Did you not?
I ran out of food coloring. I'm sorry. How about I give you a blue ice stare?
Oh my God. Very good.
Yeah, thank you. I've been working on it for a while.
I was hoping you were going to say that you just used water out of the swimming pool. Trust me. Trust it'll be blue when it's all done. So blue ice, 2 ounces of 5-year-old English Harbor rum.
Oh, making another appearance.
Yeah. Now, you see, this episode could have been sponsored by 5-year-old English Harbor rum.
Right.
And in a way, they just got they've got mentioned and they haven't paid us the $15.
Well, I'll send them a bill.
Send them a bill.
An invoice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because all of this free publicity.
Exactly.
Because we've had the rum straight and we loved it. We've had it in the Gavin's Rose Pink special and we loved it. And now we're going to have it in Blue Ice.
Right. So the English Harbor people owe us something, I would say.
I would love it if the English Harbor people,
you know, in all fairness,
even just liked something that we did.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, sure. No.
Or gave us each a bottle of English Harbor rum to use as we wished over the holidays. Ugh, I got
to make more garnish.
Yes, please make more garnish.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, 2 ounces of rum.
Go this way.
1.5 ounces of blue curacao. This is our second show in the row featuring blue curacao.
No, oh, it's a Bobby Dassler.
Holy shmoly! We haven't even got into the Oak Island part of the podcast.
Yeah, no, that's later.
Yeah, we'll wrap up with Oak Island. Did you watch?
I did.
Did you see last night's too?
No. What was another one?
Well, no. Yeah, Sunday night, right?
Yeah, I saw the Sunday night.
But you saw the pilot or the premiere.
Yeah.
And you saw last night.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you're up to date.
I am up to date.
And you've been watching Oak Island, Fred?
Is that the one with John Silver?
Ugh.
Rube.
Jeez.
Forget it.
Never mind.
They seem very excited. I'll give them that.
Rum?
Rum? On an island?
On an island noted to be inhabited by pirates?
Could it be?
Could it be? Rick Lagina has traveled 3,000 miles to Calgary, Alberta.
Just to get an opinion from a gym. Really, there's no gymologist east of Calgary.
No. And he says, where could we go afterwards? I don't know. Europe?
Yeah. They might have databases. I don't know. I thought you were the expert. Oh, never mind.
I'm expert enough for you.
So what are you pouring there, Jason?
I'm going to pour some Marie Brizard Curacao Bleu. I couldn't find blue Curacao. I had to get the Curacao Bleu.
It's all the other way around. It doesn't make any sense.
1.5 ounces. So,
what are you going to drink those
such up? Such a terrifying looking liquid. It just does.
Yeah.
It looks like it's from one of those
Thai It looks
pots.
Like from high school chemistry class. Listen.
If I ever had a doubt this was going to turn a drink blue, all I have to do is realize how blue this blue curacao is. I'm surprised that our tongues aren't blue after drinking this stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe they are. 1.5 ounces of blue curacao. In an ounce of Galliano. Now this is where I get scared because I think that the Galliano is going to turn the blue green, but maybe the blue is so super blue. Yeah, 2 ounces of super glue. What?
Uh oh.
For those of you following along live at home, strike that.
It's not super blue, or is it super blue? It's not super glue.
Yeah, it's greenish somewhat.
It is. Vanilla-y, root beery Galliano. Galliano should be drank all the time. I think it's an unsung hero. I think it gets a bad rap by being used in the Harvey Wallbanger and should be used in more things.
All right.
And that's the final word from Jason
Deadward. And 2 ounces of pineapple juice. Oh, and for this, we're using Sunripe. 100% juice. No sugar added.
No.
We don't do that.
I brought some pineapple juice back from Hawaii. I brought the little cans.
Yeah?
So it was great. You don't get the little cans here. I thought it was great. Dole.
Yeah.
I thought, what could be more authentic? And so I was taking a look at it for tonight, and I was reading the fine print.
Right.
And it's made in the Philippines. But it was bought in Hawaii, so...
My guess was it was going to be actually from Costa Rica or something.
Yes.
Sometimes if you search hard in the ethnic section of your grocery store, you'll find the Philippines little cans of pineapple juice. And that way you don't have to commit to a whole half liter of pineapple juice.
I did have some. They weren't, because I thought we were going to do double. I could have brought the two cans. It would have been good. Or one can.
Oh, you should have brought your two cans. That would have been awesome. Over using these guys? Perfect.
I think.
Yeah, of course we are.
Glasses I can see.
No, I don't know why I said that. And I don't know why I was so surprised as well. Oh my God, we're going to have drinks? Yeah, haven't you been making a drink for the past 15 minutes? Yeah, I have. All right, so this is, now this is, remember, this is if you're at your gender announcement party.
Are you sure?
And your child is going to be, in theory, a boy. And you wanted to have a blue drink to make all of the expectant mothers drink.
Oh, okay.
This is the one you would do. This is called Blue Ice. And it involves some shaking.
Does it?
So,
starting when?
Now! Well, this was built by the same people that did the Commodore Ballroom. That's going to be great.
I think it will be.
Let's release this here. Oh, this is definitely blue.
Is it? Okay. So I'm going to get...
Look at that.
Oh, look at that. That's...
So people would say, it's a boy!
And they're Italian.
And again, our little cups are awful small, and my pouring ratio is off. But we're getting there, aren't we?
Is that
pretty good? Well, I will. I do work on the weekends as I do bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, but mostly I do a gender announcement party.
I can tell you've been talking it up all night.
Garnish it with a hunk of pineapple and a lovely preserved cherry of some sort. What kind did you get here?
These are maraschino cherries by Luxardo.
Oh, Luxardo.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But they tend to be on the wee side, so I've got some chucka cherries for my next batch.
Chucka cherries? And how big are they?
They're twice the size of these.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
They're
quite the show-off. So now... on the nose, I know that I'm at a Sandals resort.
Yeah. It's rummy.
I'm not getting rummy. But then I wasn't smelling it. I was breathing out into it.
Oh.
No. I thought I got more sweetness off of it. But
It's a sweet. But
oh, that could be the rum, though, couldn't it?
Yeah, it's like a rummy root beer.
Rummy root. Oh, you've tasted it?
Yeah.
Oh, rummy root beer. All right.
That's what I think. You get the Galliano.
Huh. Well, isn't that something?
That is rummy root beer.
That is rummy root beer.
So Dave could actually market this drink as rummy root beer, and Gavin Weeks would be out in the cold.
That's right. Sorry, Gav.
But we've said it on the air.
Oh.
And so Gavin Weeks gets credit for Blue Ice.
And it looks nice.
It does look nice.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Pink and blue drinks for your gender release party. And or Caribbean cocktails, like Dave wants to call the episode. But I still think we're going to call them gender fluids.
You know, I'm supposed to be holding this camera steady.
Yes, you're... if you've seen some of Fred's camera work on the on our blog postings, I tend to choose the straightest. He's artistic and uses a lot of wacky angles.
You don't like the wacky angle?
I find it sometimes...
It's off-putting?
Well, I think if somebody wants to see what a drink looks like, they don't need to know what it looks like.
Right side up. I get you. No.
Yeah. If I did more pictures, and I'm not gonna.
No.
But I could. I could do little galleries. Oh, maybe I'll do... Anyway, we'll see what happens. You never know what you're going to get until I look in the Dropbox.
Oh, don't
get me started.
We have two drop boxes, apparently. One for video, one for pictures. Nobody can access any of them.
No?
All right.
He's eating on mic again.
He is eating on mic.
I'm having those hits for comic effect.
Well, as you may recall, the show was originally called Amateur Hour.
Yeah.
We're lucky that the microphone's even plugged in, quite frankly.
Uh-oh. Now I want to get a little salt to refresh my palate.
Well, at an all-inclusive, I know you can get all of your drinks, but I don't know if that includes all of your snacks. We'll have to look to Dave.
Yeah, so of course it includes all your drinks. It's all-inclusive. What don't you understand?
But let me get this straight. So it's all-inclusive? Like if I ordered a hamburger.
Yeah.
Is that included?
Yeah.
How much would I have to pay for that?
Like a restaurant? You'd probably pay $15.
Right.
In Belize.
If I want crackers with my clam chowder, it's all-included?
It's all-included.
Garlic toast.
Included.
Wow. Hepatitis A, B, or C.
You've got to pay for that. Yeah, okay. Diseases are not included. But most people don't request them.
That's right. Actually, diseases are included, but most people
don't request them.
But not in beautiful Antigua. We're talking about the dreadful or awful places.
Mm-hmm.
Other countries whose name we won't mention.
No.
I went to an all-inclusive in Vladivostok and got hepatitis A, B, and C.
Mm.
I didn't really, because Vladivostok has no resorts that I know of.
No.
Yeah. In the summer, it's quite nice.
I bet it is. It's a coastal city.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprisingly far south.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably further north here in Vancouver than Vladivostok.
Yeah. Quick flights to all over Asia.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you're really pro-Vladivostok.
Oh, I'm completely always been pro-Vladivostok.
True comrade.
Or however you pronounce it.
Because I'm bloody pro-Vladivostok.
If I could just pronounce it correctly, I'd like it even more.
And this episode has been sponsored by the Vladivostok
Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce. Yep. Oh. The Downtown Business Improvement Association. And and the Winterfest. Winterfest.
The big ice festival.
Yeah.
Curve out figurines and big chunks of ice.
Well, visiting North Korea. Did you know that Vladivostok is only a short 1 hour flight away?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Hey, you know what? I've been thinking about stuff.
Oh, This is welcome to our new podcast.
Yeah.
Fred remembers.
I had to make a correction because I think this is a couple episodes back. I think I was talking about the stuff I got for my birthday, and I had the Trader Vic's menu.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember that.
Yeah, and I think I said Sheila got it for me.
I think you did say Sheila. And so we gave a huge... Sheila sponsored that episode.
I know. She got an episode for free, which she now is going to have to pay for.
Send her a bill.
Because it was Eric.
Dave takes care of all of the invoicing.
Yeah.
Sheila actually gave
No wonder she didn't pay it.
Yeah. She actually gave... Ironically, she gave me money so that we could go to one of the food trucks in Maui.
Ah.
Which we did.
Ah. But did not give you a menu.
No, Eric gave me the menu, which I should have remembered because Eric...
He is your brother, after
He's my brother. Yes.
Well, Eric, too, can sponsor an episode for only $15. Yeah. We're already raking in the cash.
I know.
We theoretically have $15 from Holly,
mm-hmm.
Eric,
Sheila,
English Harbor, and Vladivostok.
Man.
So, wow, we're...
We could take some time off.
Yeah.
We could hire some other people to do this for us.
Yeah, maybe Joe Rogan. Maybe he'd like to make a cocktail or two on his show.
I bet he would. He seems like the kind of guy that would have at least a whiskey sour.
Mm-hmm. Whiskey sour attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Whiskey sours are good. Have we done a whiskey sour? Like just a straight on, egg white, lemon juice, whiskey. No, nothing?
I'm thinking of making an omelet.
Well,
for dinner.
That would be, we could do that at the same time because we'll have leftover egg yolk.
Well, whiskey sour. Mm. Now, it seems surprising that we haven't done one, although it might have been a bit of a pain in the ass to get the egg white. Like, where do you get an egg white from?
We've done it before.
Mail order? Amazon. You can get it from Amazon, sure.
That's true. Yes, we have done egg white stuff before. I don't know, we did a daisy. Is that close enough for you?
No. I think because I had that prepared egg white from Giffard or Gifford.
Right, and I still don't think that that was egg white.
Well, it said egg white on it.
Yeah, but I think it was not what you thought it was.
And one of the ingredients was egg white.
Yeah, but yeah, I know. I get what
and,
I...
And stabilizer and sugar.
See?
Uh-huh.
Whereas if you went to the funny section in the grocery store, mm-hmm. where you can get egg whites in a carton, and okay. they will spoil and go bad because they're just egg whites in a carton.
Right.
I'm thinking yours... I could be wrong. I'm not.
I'm not. You haven't said anything yet.
You can't have egg whites sit forever in a jug on your counter.
Well, it's not on my counter.
In your cabinet.
My refrigerator.
Yeah, but I just don't think it is.
Well, it's...
I think it's an egg white syrup type thing. I don't believe it would froth like an egg white would.
Well, it does. We've used it. I've used it.
Well, then I'm wrong. Is that what you want to hear?
But it does add sugar.
Well, so do I.
Sweetness.
But I still just... because who made it? Oh, Giffard.
Yeah. They make other stuff, too.
I know. All right. Have they still got it?
No, I thought nobody would drink it except for me anymore, because it was about a year and a half old. So I thought it was still good, but nobody was buying it.
This grenadine is quite frankly past its prime, but it still works.
No, I think if you've got 40% alcohol, you don't really have much to worry about.
Was there 40% alcohol in your egg white?
No. So you had a lot to worry about.
Yeah.
But two things.
Sam
yeah.
and Ella.
Not a real thing.
Oh. E. and coli. What the hell's going on with romaine lettuce? What, do they grow it and shit? Why does romaine always get pulled off for E. coli?
Well, because of the way the leaves are, and if the water's not 100% pure, they're using groundwater, and there's farms nearby. And
that particular lettuce is extra susceptible as opposed to other lettuces?
Well, yeah, because of the way it's all open, like a iceberg, it's all tight.
True.
So if you sprinkle it with dodgy water, but you pull off the top couple of leaves, you're 90% sure you're going to be okay.
I eat those leaves.
Sure, well you do. Well, they take them off before they get to you.
Oh, I get you. Oh, they're secret leaves.
Oh yeah.
Hmm. Mm. But romaine, because of its shape.
Yeah. Now, if the water's clean, it doesn't matter. That's why they have narrowed it down to one place, and it's probably because they've got a dodgy water source.
Where was it?
It's Central California.
Fresno.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Stick to raisins, Fresno.
Exactly.
Mm.
I did not realize. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But and the bag stuff is worse, too. So you're better off getting a head of lettuce all in one piece and then washing it yourself.
That's why I use spinach. I don't use lettuce, man.
Well.
Mm.
Lettuce is for suckers.
You know, it's a leafy green, and it depends on how it's irrigated and washed. And so when it says it's been triple washed, you can wash one more time.
Right. Same with the no-rub solution for your contacts.
Yeah.
It's not going to kill you to rub.
No, rub anyway.
Rub anyway.
Give it a good rub.
You'll get that E. coli off there that you have on your hands from eating a Caesar salad.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But getting back to egg.
Yeah.
The Tom and Jerry, it had an egg in it?
I think it had an egg in it, like a whole egg. Because whole I think egg, you yeah. beat the white separately and the yolk separately, and then it was folded together to make the batter.
Wow. Oh. Are we going to try and do a Tom and Jerry for Christmas? Tom and Jerry. It's an interesting drink. You tried it before and it didn't work out, right?
No, well, you have to... Yeah, I don't think... See, I think I was too careful with the folding and I ended up with it kind of separated.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it said you had to be careful about the water because if it's too hot, you'll make a boiled omelet in a glass.
Which is not really what you want.
No, and it's what I did. So it looked more like a kombucha than a...
Plus, I wanted to do one of the eggnogs, too. Like
you almost syllabub. Oh, you said it anyway. You and your frothy syllabub.
But you can't do it here, so it's, I don't know if it's something you, it takes hours to make.
Right.
Well, I'll see if I can find one that you can make sort of on the spot.
And I also have as a cheat.
Good.
Trader Vic's Tom and Jerry batter already pre-mixed in a jar.
What?
I know. It was one of their weird products. They had like a
hot.
How old
is that?
It's really old. Oh, okay. But it's never been opened much. It has a stabilizer in it.
Oh, sure. Of course it does.
Yeah. And my finger.
My egg white.
Yeah. Somewhere between your egg white and this something made in Palo Alto, California. So we could make a natural Tom and Jerry with all the hard work. Mm-hmm. And we could do Trader Vic's Tom and Jerry jarred for your convenience.
Mm, there you go.
For Halloween. What is it? Christmas?
No, Christmas. Yeah, Christmas. Well, we've already done our Halloween episode. Yeah.
These are both neat. Sorry. I'm liking both of these.
I like both of these.
But if you had to choose.
I'm going to choose.
What are you going to choose?
Let me have a sip of the Blue Ice. Mmm. Rummy root beer. Mm-hmm. But it's blue.
Yeah.
It's pineapple. But it is rummy root beer. And in fact, I don't get a whole lot of rum on it. I just know that it's not root beer.
Yeah. Mm.
And then Gavin's Rose Pink Special. I don't know why I didn't just call it the Pink Special and the Blue Ice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Gavin's got to get his dues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more candy-like. It's more fruity. It's a sweet tart kind of a thing.
I kind of like the Blue Ice.
I think I like the Blue Ice, too.
Me too.
I appreciate the pink one, and it is. It's sweet and good.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the ladies that like a sweet drink. And we could try it again with a bit more lime juice in it, but I think I'd like the Blue Ice.
I think if it had a touch more lime juice, I think it would be a contender.
What if it had a little bit less amaretto?
Never.
Never. Gavin Weeks.
Sorry, amaretto.
Gavin Weeks will allow over citrusine, but not 1 ounce less. Well, no, that would be huge in a drink. Not one drop less of an ounce and a half of amaretto.
Yeah, no, I think amaretto is that's the key. I think that's the what sets it apart.
Yeah, and drifts it into. I mean, I wish I knew what the Mai Tai recipe was now. The authentic Trader Vic's Mai Tai recipe. Is it how much it's not even amaretto. It's orgeat syrup, which gives you the almond flavor.
Right.
So it's only a little itty bitty.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is the amaretto cheat, as they call it.
Yeah.
Not the Texas cheat.
No.
The Texas cheat is when you wrap your ribs in foil.
What?
Really? I thought it was something to do with card games. Like some poker or something. The Texas cheat.
Before the big
you
fight.
You bastard!
Before I go out, and I put weights in my gloves and I wrap my ribs in tinfoil.
I was listening to a Red Skelton show today and he had a horseshoe in his boxing glove. And I thought, oh yeah, that was always such a great gag. You'd have to empty out the boxing glove of the kitchen sink and a bunch of horseshoes and stuff. Yes, you could wrap your ribs in foil before the fight, and you could also use the Texas cheat while you're playing Texas Hold'em. You got one up your sleeve. Or the more popular Texas cheat, wrapping your barbecued ribs in foil to tenderize them.
Mm-hmm.
And you do some other stuff. You can put apple cider in there, and it sort of steams it and also softens it. Yeah.
But what real chefs consider it cheating?
I don't know if they just called it that. I think that's an unfortunate name.
Yeah.
They call it Texas cheat, but everybody does it. They say, well, if everybody does it, then it's not a cheat. It's a form of cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, you're using the pot? The old London cheat, mister. The real cook holds it in his hands over a flame and hopes for the best. But they call it a Texas cheat on the barbecue sites I frequent.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Like Malcolm Reed, who could sponsor an episode of our show.
If he would only listen.
That's right.
Well, I would like to know. I want to have some barbecue ribs.
Well, sure. Geez, I did some ribs the other night.
Mm-hmm. Smoked them?
No.
Did you use a Texas cheat?
I didn't use a Texas cheat.
Mm-hmm.
This is a slightly different method. And the reason that they don't use it is they want a little bit more. It comes off the bone nice, but you got to take it off the bone. You couldn't slide the bone out of these ribs.
Right.
But you put the ribs in. There's nice seasoning on it. I just did, whatever.
The usual.
Yeah. You put it in the oven, uncovered.
Right.
275.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty low.
Yeah.
An hour and a half. Then you flip them over, in for another hour, to an hour and a half. Right. I always go a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? What am I doing?
Yeah.
Playing video games. And then after that 3 hour cooking time, it is, as they say in the business, fork tender.
Oh.
They say, how do you tell if it's fork tender?
Mm-hmm.
Take a fork and put it in.
Oh, really? That simple?
Yeah.
I thought you'd have a gauge or some sort of a meter.
You could. Yeah. You could get a forkometer. And it was good. I've done it before.
Yeah.
And I did it the other day.
Yeah.
And it was good.
So 3 hours cooking time.
3 hours cooking time, uncovered. And everybody says, you can't do that. It's going to dry out the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
I say, try it. And you will be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
What were you doing? Was that an honest cough or were you doing one of those bullshit things?
Yeah, that was one of those. It was more cough than bullshit, I'm afraid.
But that's the motto of our show. The Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. More cough.
Less bullshit?
Than bullshit.
That's what affected the romaine lettuce.
Yeah, exactly. It's all
got the bullshit got into the water.
It's all
spread
it
all over the romaine lettuce.
You don't need much.
So is that what's happening? Are they using human feces as a fertilizer in Fresno?
No.
Yes, they are. We're saying it right now. We've broken the story.
No, I'm not. No. Nope.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Nope.
The Fresnos, the Fresnosians.
The opinions of Jason Dedrick do not necessarily reflect
Rudolph the Fresnosed reindeer.
The opinions.
Well, then how do you get up with E. coli in it? You're not going to get it from regular horse manure.
Yeah.
Oh, well then, strike that from the record.
Sorry, Fresno.
Sorry, Fresno.
Horse manure, cow manure, pig manure, coyote manure, all your manures.
This episode is brought to you by the Fresno
Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, Chamber of Commerce. Yikes.
The Fresno Rotary Club. Come on down to the pancake breakfast this Sunday.
All the romaine salad you can eat.
We got lots.
We got lots. Nobody else wants it.
It's all been boiled, so you don't have to worry.
So they've got a big sprinkler with fertilizer in it, and that's what does it. Now that seems like a mistake.
Yep.
Because it's going to hurt your crop.
Well, they don't know. They're taking the water from a well. And the groundwater is fed from, well, it's groundwater. So it's come from here and there. And some farmer somewhere is, you don't want
to
know.
What I would like is for California just to buy our water. Mm-hmm. It's glacier fresh.
It is, isn't it?
And only has a smidgen of E. coli.
Oh, yeah.
Mwah!
Just enough to make it worth your while.
Yeah.
A touch of beaver fever.
Beaver fever?
Yeah.
E. coli.
Yeah.
And whatever other third nonsense disease we can come up with, BC. Spuzzum. Just a bit of spuzzum.
Oh, yeah.
Look up spuzzum on the internet. S-P-U-Z-Z. Oops. Z-Z-U-M.
Spuzzum.
So we all enjoy the blue ice over the over the pink. That's because boys are better than girls. You heard it here first. Girls suck. Boys rule. Girls rule. Tip big.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
This is our last episode. We're going to be sued.
A kind of a lawsuit.
Who's going to sue us?
Fresno?
Fresno and girls.
Girls, Fresno, and Vladivostok.
Walk into a bar.
Yeah.
Well,
it's going to end badly.
I think it just did. So,
buttons.
It literally did end badly because now we have to wrap it up. And that sounded like a wrap up.
It did.
And now we have to clumsily wrap it up.
Do we?
For those of you. Really?
Not good.
What have you got?
Well, let's see.
Keep in mind that Dave needs dinner.
It's a thought that never is far from my mind.
About Dave?
Dave needing dinner.
Yes. In fact, this night's episode was brought to you by Dave Needs Dinner. Drop off any perishables on Dave's doorstep.
I thought it was non-perishable.
No, you want perishable.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna eat it right now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No romaine lettuce. No.
He's big on fermenting, and he wants perishables. Immediately.
No, I've been doing a lot of cocktails at home. I've been putting them up on Instagram. And actually, I did one that was Gantz. I don't know. I had a phone. But we've been having some pretty good luck. I've been making a couple that we haven't done here before. So I'm making a list.
Mm-hmm. Checking it twice.
Checking it twice. Oh, maybe there's a theme. Mm. But I'm just going to take a quick look here and see what the last one was that I put up. Because I've been feeling the need to drink a lot more lately,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
And why is that? You going through a rough time?
No, I just enjoy drinking so damn much.
Because you feel pretty good after.
I guess so. I'm thinking of quitting in the new year.
What?
Yeah? Yeah.
What?
Quitting what?
Drinking.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going to make this awkward. But, sure.
Yeah.
So we did the Washington's Mule. That was Applejack and ginger beer. So it was sort of like a regular Moscow Mule, but with Applejack. It was okay. I think I had tried a new ginger beer, and it wasn't, I think that's where I went wrong.
I tell you, the only ginger beer you should be getting is the one you have to get down at BevMo in Bellingham. You got to get that good stuff.
Well, you need to bring it up. You need to bring up a case.
I don't have money.
I give you money.
I brought two bottles of it.
You know what I liked? It was that we did the Morning Glory Royale.
That was Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
Rowdy Roddy Piper. The Sheik.
Yeah.
Quick, I need a fourth. Yeah, Andre the Giant. You didn't watch pro wrestling back in the 80s like all other idiots did?
No.
The Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior?
Or is that a cartoon? No, he was a wrestler. Maybe he's later.
What are you, 70?
He's from the 90s.
Looks like I'm saying Gene Kaminsky. Right. Oh, wow.
The Boston Bulldog.
Yeah, you see?
But yeah, no, this was, I don't have a whole, you know, because this isn't a real podcast. This is really amateur hour.
Oh, that's true.
But it was Grand Marnier, Prosecco, Absinthe, and something else, but pretty good.
Well, you should be doing this on the show.
Oh, here it is. Oh, Pierre Ferrand, Cognac. Was the other thing. And rye.
Wow.
There was a bunch of stuff in that one. Yeah, that's why I don't remember much about it.
You really do have a problem.
Well, I made two.
Our next step is going to be an intervention.
Yeah, so if you have any advice for Fred, please leave it as a comment on our... Oh,
definitely. Yeah, no, I'm up for advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it hook me up.
He won't take it.
No.
Trust me.
And I made an espliato with Sheena Sheena, or Kina Kina. A long story.
She used to sing with Prince, didn't she?
Sheena Sheena? Yeah, she was great. There was Apollonia.
Apollonia?
Sheena Sheena? What did you say that was?
It's an Amaro?
No, but what was it? Is that the one we've done? That's the Mistake Negroni.
Yeah, the Mistake Negroni.
There's one in the latest issue of Taste Magazine made with something deliberately wrong.
Oh.
No, where is it? It's a Spagliato.
I can't remember. I don't know. I'm not Italian.
What?
I look Italian.
Give me all these lasagna recipes. You give me all of these tiramisu recipes.
What about that bread sandwich?
The bread sandwich. Yeah, I had a wonderful bread sandwich. How do you like yours?
Well, I like the sourdough on the outside.
That's the perfect way to have it.
Yeah. Oh, so on Oak Island.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we interrupted.
That's right. There should be a little music change here. That's not on. No. What did you think of the first one? Not last night's.
Yeah, don't spoiler.
Or Sunday spoilers.
No, I gotta think.
The 2-hour one. They're blowing up stuff. They find the Bobby Dazzler number 2.
Right.
What else the hell did they do? Oh, I've already forgotten. Peter Frenetti, all with his hair combed. He gets to go off to the university.
But he's a silver tongued devil, isn't he?
He could be on this.
I mean, he says three words an episode, doesn't he?
Yeah, no, Peter Frenetti doesn't offer a lot to the conversation.
I mean, they're doing that metal detector with the wheels on. The guy says, "Well, you better check that out. It's a big signal." Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, but do you do it? Are you doing it? You doing it right now?
They have several episodes to get back to that.
Yeah.
Nothing too fast happens on Oak Island.
No.
And they keep saying they've been there for 12 years. We've only had 6 seasons. What was the first 6 years?
Well, I think that goes back to when they actually bought
the
majority ownership of the island, probably.
Because they've been looking there for about 150 years.
200 years.
200 years, yeah. Yeah.
200 years.
Yeah.
But they're getting close.
They're getting close.
They're building a cofferdam this year.
Yeah.
That's going to rock your socks.
They're going to basically dig the whole thing up and plop it down in Ohio and just take it apart.
That's go through it with a sieve. Get Ed Begley. What's his name?
Jack Begley.
Yeah, and Ed Begley.
Begley's there.
And Ed Begley Jr.
All the Begleys.
All the Begleys and Jeff Goldblum. They are going to go through this stuff grade by grade.
And Hermione...
Granger? Harry Potter?
Harry Potter?
I think it's Granger.
It's Granger? Yeah, her too.
I wouldn't know. I didn't read all the books religiously.
Except... Yeah, sure. What about Fantastic Beasts?
I haven't done Fantastic Beasts.
Why not?
I don't know. I wanted to.
Is that a video game?
No, they did sequels in the Harry Potter universe.
Oh, yeah.
But they're prequels, I think.
Oh, that's the movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with... what's his name?
Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone else.
there's two or three other people.
Yeah, no, I did a little bit of research into this.
Oh, yes?
And J.K. Rowling was looking at her bank book, and she only had $700 billion.
And you thought, I need to get to 800.
She has a rule. Yeah. I never let my bank account get below $700 billion.
Well, she gets fees.
Yeah.
She has to keep it above.
Yeah. Otherwise, yeah.
Can you imagine the fees on $700 billion?
Yeah.
No.
So she had to step up a notch and go back into the Harry Potter well. Yeah. I have no animosity towards...
I have never read a single Harry Potter.
You should read
Not only have I not read any Harry Potter, mm-hmm. I have not seen a Harry Potter film.
Well, you ought to.
Well, the Harry Potter films are uncomfortable.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really?
Like a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode?
Yeah.
Yes,
that's why I stopped watching.
A lot of awkwardness.
A lot of awkward
social
misunderstandings.
Hurt feelings.
It reminded me too much of real life. I keep watching Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. I've seen a lot of episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm. But no Harry Potter.
I'd love that. I don't even know what the sketch would be, but I would love to see the, Curb Your Harry Potter. when I first heard about Harry Potter, I poo-pooed Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I Harry poo-pooed. And a mutual friend of ours, Sarah Brown, who sponsors this episode and owes us $15,
right,
said you should
invoices
really,
in the mail.
You should really read them. Mm-hmm. And so I said, "I'll show you.
I'll read one."
You dumbass, I said. But she took it in all in good fun.
Sure.
And I read the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It was really quite good.
I understand they're well made.
Yeah, no, they're...
Because otherwise, you know, people wouldn't read them.
Yeah. There's a couple of clinkers in the bunch, and only clinkers because I got frustrated in them. There's nothing worse than wanting your character to do a thing and having things not work out for your character again and again and again. And
sounds
again.
Like Oak Island.
It's very much like... It'd be like Oak Island.
You like being frustrated time and time again.
Yeah. And I think as a cultural talking point, I think Harry Potter should be read. And plus, they're not nonsense books. They're really good books.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want to read a good book, read it translated into Scots, which recently has been done. I thought, feeling garland when you're notion is a skinny morning and you're nervous. You can look at it online.
That sounds Scandinavian.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Well, the Scots are pretty close.
I speak neither of them.
Yeah. Well, the Vikings, you know.
No, that's right. They're just right across the bay from the Scottish.
Just one little
paddle.
Right.
One little rape is all you need, and you've got Norwegian in your Scotland. I got Scottish in my Norwegian. Two great tastes that go great together. So if you want to read Harry Potter, I will lend them to you.
I think it's
oh my goodness, we've got a high score.
All right. Yes.
What the hell's going on? Hey, can you turn it down in there? We're trying to do a podcast.
We got to get a real studio for this thing. For the last three episodes that we're doing.
But Harry Potter, well, I've seen a good portion of the films, and the kids stopped going with us. And I don't have any kids of my own, so I was having to grab random kids off the street.
Yeah, it turns out that's illegal.
Yeah, that's... Exactly what they said.
All right, then we're all on the same page.
So we only got about to a certain point, and then we enjoyed them. The movies were pretty good. I thought they were nice.
Sure.
They hung together.
Daniel Radcliffe, he's magic. He's pure magic.
I know.
Yeah. Did he do Equus?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pure magic. And if you really want to get a kick out of Daniel Radcliffe.
Do I?
You do.
He's going to be around for another 40 years. You might as well get used to him.
You want to see him in his pre-Harry Potter days in that Dickensian thing he did. It wasn't even Dickensian. It was Dickens.
it was totally Dickens.
Was it Oliver Twist?
That would be one of them. Yeah.
Oh, now I feel like an idiot. I watched it.
Did he sing in it?
Is there another one with a little kid in it?
I think they've all got little kids in them.
But that would be featured?
That might be the only one.
I don't think it was Oliver Twist.
Oh, dear.
So if you write into the comments and say, what Daniel Radcliffe project predated Harry Potter? Dickens.
Yeah, I think it was an Equus.
You get to sponsor an episode for free.
Equus was on stage after Harry Potter.
Ah, right.
Because he was just a little kid. Right. Nobody wants to see a 7-year-old in Equus.
No.
Oh, talk about awkward.
Yeah.
I poked a horse in the eye. Holy shmoly. Thank you very much.
This episode has been sponsored by Gary Drayton in his metallurgical
analysis.
Analysis and searches.
We're making money.
Oh, find you a Bobby Dazzler. Well, I think we're getting quite.
I think so.
I'm exhausted. Yeah.
So, if you ever want. Now, imagine this at Sandals, and this is unlimited.
Oh, yeah.
We've shared two.
Yeah, exactly.
You were supposed to. Everybody's supposed to get one of these.
Yeah. We split them. Split them three ways, and this is the result.
Yeah.
So, I can't speak highly enough of Sandals.
Sandals?
And go to the bar.
Go to the bar?
Just drop your bag, say, you know where they go?
That's right.
Run right to the bar. Jump in the pool.
Is Gavin working? Is Gavin working?
Where's Gavin?
Yeah. Get there.
Yeah.
And enjoy your 10 days at Sandals.
If you can remember any of it.
Mm-hmm.
But your bags will end up in your room. Don't worry about that. That's the least of your concerns.
You don't even need your bags. As long as you got those shots that you get for hepatitis A and B.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah, so this episode brought to you by Sandals Resorts.
Mm-hmm, and Alka-Seltzer.
And Alka-Seltzer.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Mm.
And if you do come across Gavin...
Yeah.
...at the floating bar...
Yeah.
...at the all-inclusive Sands Resort in Antigua...
Sandals, not Sands.
So that's a resort of Las Vegas.
They both owe us money.
Both owe us, that's right. The estate of Frank Sinatra now owes us $15. Nancy, we're looking at you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sandals Resort in Antigua.
Do you tip at an all-inclusive?
I think you still can. I think they'd appreciate it.
I know Gavin would.
Gavin would? Gavin's got a lot of expenses.
He does. He's got a new dog.
Sure.
In May. I don't know what happened since then. But you're going to find out, because we're gonna copy him in on Instagram, and we'll see if we can raise him up back onto his site.
We'll get him to put some new stuff up.
Yeah.
But if you do, and go there, and you do get a cocktail from Gavin, or one of his many happy associates.
Mm-hmm.
Minions, we call them.
Or minions. They'd be happy to give you either one of these fine cocktails. Gavin's pink gazabo... gumdrop.
Gavin's rose pink special or blue ice.
That's what I said.
Reach into your pocket.
Yes.
Hand it over to the minion.
Yes.
Because you are a gentleman of elegant leisure.
Of course you are.
And a gentleman of elegant leisure always
tips big.